Now, the word Indriya is also used, in Buddhism at least, in another sense. It doesn't cover only the five physical senses, which dominate and control us on the physical plane or from the physical plane, but it denotes also the five spiritual senses. Five spiritual Indriyas. These are also called, incidentally, in Pali and Sanskrit, just Indriyas. And these five spiritual senses, or spiritual Indriyas, are Shraddha, faith, Prajna, wisdom, Virya, energy or vigor, Samadhi, concentration, Smriti, mindfulness. Usually, this set of five is referred to as the five spiritual faculties. Dr. Konza translates as the five cardinal virtues, which I think is a bit unfortunate, because it's really the same word as Indriya, meaning sense. So the five senses, except that here not the five physical senses, but the five spiritual senses or faculties. And the fact that the same word is used for both sets, the physical and the spiritual, is very interesting. Because it indicates, it suggests that the two sets perform an analogous function. Just as the five physical senses govern and control and dominate physical life, in the same way, the five spiritual senses govern and control and dominate spiritual life. Just as with the physical senses, we find our way about the physical world, the world of matter, as it were. With the five spiritual senses, we find our way about the spiritual world, that is to say, the world of mind or the world of spirit. Now, we've got five fully developed physical senses. I don't think there's anyone here who is blind or dumb or deaf or anything of that sort. We've all got the five senses, physical senses, complete. But what about the spiritual senses? The spiritual senses, we might say, at present, are in an embryonic condition. They're just little buds, you see, not even little fetuses, just little embryos. No bigger than that. So these must be developed. These five spiritual senses or faculties must be developed. And it is this development of these five spiritual senses or faculties which corresponds to what we've spoken about earlier in this series of talks as the higher evolution. And it is also the development of these five spiritual senses or faculties which makes up the pattern, here we come back to the title of today's talk, which make up the pattern of the Buddhist life. Now let's deal with each of them individually, one by one. These five spiritual faculties, or five spiritual senses, the development of which enables us to live spiritually on the spiritual plane, to participate in the higher evolution.